There was a rare rat catcher, did about the country wander, the soundest blade of all his trade, or I should him deeply slander. For still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. Upon a pole he carried full 40 fulsome vermin, whose cursed lives without any knives to take he did determine. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. His talk was all of India, the voyage and the navy, what mice or rats or wild polecats, what stoats or weasels have ye? And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. He knew the nut of India that makes the magpie stagger, the mercuries and cantharies with arsenic and roseacre. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. Full oft and with a negro, the juice of poppies drunk he, eat poison frank with a mountebank, and spiders with a monkey. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. In London he was well known, in many a stately house, he lays a bait whose deadly fate did kill both rat and mouse. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. But on a time a damsel did him so far entice, that for her a bait he laid straight would kill no rats nor mice. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, a tara rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. And on the bait she nibbled, so pleasing in her taste, she licked so long that the poison strong did make her swell in the waist. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. He subtly this perceiving, to the country straight doth hie him, whereby his skill he poisoneth still such vermin as come nigh him. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. He never careth whether he be sober, lame, or tipsy, he can collogue with any rogue and cant with any gypsy. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. He was so brave a bowser that it was doubtful whether he taught the rats or the rats taught him to be drunk as rats together. And still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. When he had tripped this land from Bristow unto Dover, with painful bag and painted flag to France he sailed over, yet still would he cry, a rat tat tat, ta rat ever, to catch a mouse or to carouse, such a ratter I saw never. In France, when he arrived, The heat so much perplexed him that all his pouch did swell so much, and poison so had vexed him that scarce could he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. At last, as witches common must use another's aiding, so did this ratter tell the matter to another of zone trading. And then did he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. Who, using many simples to quench his fiery burning, did make him dance clean out of France, and home he's now returning. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. At Dover he arrived, and Kent hath had his conning. The maidens' laps like poisoned rats repent his back home coming. For still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. At graves and mongst the maidens green sickness reigned so briefly, none could have cure but such as sure would take his potions chiefly. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. The ship wherein he sailed, ere he on shore arrived, reports him that he killed a rat that ne'er will be revived. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. And to the fair in Smithfield he now is gone and paced, to search with pole for the rat in a hole that him so much outfaced. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. Now to the tippling houses to kill the vermin featly, French rats and mice all in a trice he will destroy full neatly. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. An ugly wench to see to, whose nose was gnawn with vermin, the rat to kill that used her ill, to use him doth determine. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. If any other maidens or female kinds will use him, come call him quick, for with a trick he's gone if you refuse him. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. To Stourbridge fair his journey is plotted and appointed, approach with speed you that have need with poison to be anointed. And still doth he cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never. When back he cometh homeward, observe his flag be painted with mice and rats and with polecats, if you will be acquainted. And hear him to cry a rat-tat-tat, tar-a-rat ever. To catch a mouse or to carouse such a ratter I saw never.